This is Kansas Profile. I'm Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development at Kansas State University. How about we go to a garden store? What if the garden store could come to you? Today we'll meet an innovative young ruralpreneur who has created a mobile system to bring vegetables, herbs, ornamentals, and plant care information to the public. It's today's Kansas Profile. Renata Gosin is the founder of Renata's Garden at her hometown of Potwin. Her parents gardened, her dad raised tomatoes, and her mother's family operates Henry Creek Farms, a fourth-generation family farm. I grew up in 4-H, Renata said. She tried the horticulture project and found that she loved it. Our Butler County Extension horticulture agent, Larry Krause, was excellent at encouraging young people with judging and plant identification, Renata said. Our extension agents influenced me greatly, she said. In junior high, I started a project called Renata's Garden, she said. She raised special varieties of plants, created a catalog, and marketed those plants to the community. Thankfully, I have great parents who were willing to drive me to deliver those plants when we went to school or 4-H functions, Renata said. Renata went to K-State, where she earned her degree in horticulture. The College of Agriculture is really great at helping you find where you fit, Renata said. I had great professors who helped me, she said. She earned several scholarships and business internships, including serving as a horticulture marketing specialist for a grower's business in Ohio. I was taken aback that more hort businesses weren't using extension resources, Renata said. As a student, she conducted and published undergraduate research and traveled to Europe with a study abroad program. In the Netherlands, she observed mobile street vendors. It reminded her of seeing a renovated school bus which had been used for summer feeding programs back in Butler County. After graduation from K-State, Renata considered her options. I like dealing with the consumer, and I also like the reward of successfully growing a crop, Renata said. She decided to combine the two and create a mobile horticultural retail business of her own using the name Renata's Garden again. She built a greenhouse and produces specialty plants such as celebrity tomato, large-leaf Italian flat-leaf parsley, patio baby eggplant, snackable pepper, marigold strawberry blonde flowers, everleaf emerald tower basil, and many more. She purchased and renovated an old school bus, painted a floral design on the exterior, and refitted it with benches custom designed to hold flats of her plants, with space for pots, soil, and other supplies underneath. The bus has Renata's Garden and Plant Bus printed in big letters on the front and side. Now she drives the bus to various locations where customers can purchase the plants she's raised. I wanted to put a Kansas twist on the European mobile cart idea, Renata said. I set it up like a pop-up shop and notify people where I'll be on my social media and website, Renata said. She makes a circuit of Wichita, Newton, El Dorado, and surrounding communities where she stops for a day or a few hours for the public to step on board and purchase her plants. Plant care and education are important to Renata. She includes a QR code on each plant label, which links to the plant care information for that specific plant. She also produces a weekly YouTube program called Unearth Horticulture, which discusses plant care. I love seeing people's eyes light up when they see the inside of the bus, Renata said. People are excited to embrace this kind of business. When there's a little kid trying edible flowers for the first time, or an older person who gets on the bus and says, "I've never seen anything like this," those moments are amazing, Renata said. It's a remarkable business to originate in a rural community such as Potwin, population 421 people. Now that's rural. For more information, see www.renatasgarden.com. Would you like to go to the plant store? What if the plant store came to you? We commend Renata Gosin for making a difference with her creative approach to marketing and educating horticultural consumers. I'd say her business is on the move. For the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development, this is Ron Wilson with Kansas Profile.